Hello, Leo friends. I'm Annie Botticelli, and welcome to my Leo July 2022 Astrology Must Knows Horoscope Forecast. Definitely go to anniehelpsyou.com to see all the other free resources that I make for you each month to help you make the most of the planetary potentials. If you don't remember that website address by the time we're done here, and you're listening on podcast, look at the notes below the podcast. And for YouTube, just click the little more button with the arrow underneath the bottom right of the video to reveal the links. This is for you if Leo is your sun sign, your moon sign, your rising sign, or any other placement in Leo that you have. Mercury, Venus, Mars, however deep you go, what we're going to talk about here will be part of your astrological picture. And if you're a very late degree Leo placement, so we'll say 23 degrees to the rest of the sign, or like August 13th through the rest of the sign, then I definitely suggest you additionally listen to my Virgo report, as you late degree Leo friends will benefit from both the Leo and the Virgo reports. What do we have going on in July? Well, fire trines lighting you up like crazy, birthdays starting to happen, and supportive air trine, and a super dicey aspect right at the beginning of the month, plus other things. So we've got a mega list of things to discuss for our must-knows. So let's start at the beginning here. First things first. July, August, and the first part of September are a period of time where we are completely free from the most heat of the eclipse season. Now, that's not to say that an eclipse manifestation or a north node and south node in Taurus and Scorpio manifestation can't happen at any time, as things are moving along a progression, and they can. But we're definitely going to feel a difference between the heat of the eclipse season that was in March, you know, the end of March, April, certainly May, and into June. As we settle into July, we're getting to integrate the types of changes or the things that, you know, just the things that changed from the eclipses. Things are settling down into our new normal, and that feeling of having your finger stuck in an electric socket for a couple of months at a time is just kind of, so we're on a break here. Okay, and we will kind of have a particularly intense October and November, both from Saturn and Uranus making the final square, plus being back in eclipse season. So it's just something to celebrate in July here that we're just not doing that right now. And we are, you know, just letting things integrate, and we can take a deep breath. So the next big must know is that even though we don't have the eclipses, we do have a very busy sky. We've got a lot of points of connection, like 10 more than what I was looking at last month. So there's just a lot of points where the planets are connecting in mathematically meaningful ways. And more of those are salty than sweet this month. For the first time in a few months, we had a really great sweet to salty ratio for a few months there in a row. And now we've got a few more annoying aspects compared to sweet ones, but don't despair, because we still have at least 11 nice aspects that I'm looking at, including, you know, a lot of great fire energy and air energy, which is super supportive for you. So the next big must know is that the tides are still flowing out. And this is so important. If you want to align with the natural rhythms of the universe and make things much easier for yourself by pushing when you're supposed to push and pulling in when you're supposed to pull in, then you will want to know that July is a month for pushing out. It's one of the few months that we have remaining for the whole of 2022 where it is really, really awesome to do that. So June 19th through August 21st, with all of July being included in there, is your time to put your boat out to sea. Things you want to go far and wide, projects you're ready to pat on the butt and just let out into the world. Anything like big decisions, moves, job changes, you know, big sales, big purchases, agreements, contracts, weddings, engagements, anything that you want to echo for a very, very long time has a lot of support this month, both because there are no personal planets retrograde, which is what the open period is about. When I call it an open period, it's because Mercury, Venus, or Mars are not retrograde and their shadow periods are not occurring. Okay, but once we get towards the end of August, Mercury will start its retrograde thing, Mars will start its very long retrograde thing, and those are not things to fear. They're just not the types of energies that are conducive to trying to push things out far and wide. Those are times to go closer in and deal with what comes up rather than trying to do all that stuff out there. You're just kind of dealing with stuff here. You know, you go back over things instead of trying to launch a bunch of new things. You know, you work on short-term projects instead of like really trying to push a long-term, you know, outcome. So it's, you know, it's just definitely a time where if your stuff is ready, then try to get it out. If it feels intuitively right to you, And if it's not ready, you can be making it ready this month, and then you've got a lot of great energy in August. So this beautiful fire energy is going to continue. You still have time here and quite a bit of it into August, where the stars are very ripe for your passion projects, your creativity, things to sizzle and sparkle for you in amazing ways. Okay, so the next big must know is that we do have that dicey aspect at the beginning of the month. You know, I'm an optimist and I love to talk about the sweet connections. And I also love to talk about how we can use the yucky aspects or just kind of navigate around them. But if there's something really kind of volatile, I'm going to tell you, and this is happening here. So July 1st, which we'll really be feeling, you know, 5 or so days before and 5 or so days afterwards. So it's basically going to be like the end of June into almost the first week of July. Mars, the god of war, ruling Aries, a god of war, squaring Pluto, the ruler of, you know, the underground and death and birth and transformation, in the sign of the stern taskmaster Saturn's rulership, Capricorn. So that kind of sounds yucky, right? It is. So it's not like good things can't come from it. They can, but they're combustive, they're volatile, they're unpredictable, they're, you know, repressed things coming out. It's, you know, it's a time where everybody might not be in their best expression. And you want to know this beforehand because you might want to avoid putting something out there that is something that you'll regret or that you could be bound by for a longer period of time than you're expecting to, you know? So if you're just kind of saying something without thinking about it, and then it could echo longer than you want it to. So just be very careful, you know, avoid posting about something that could be sketchy or cause trouble, you know, avoid bringing up conversations that, you know, could be dicey. If somebody is volatile around you, do not antagonize them. Assume everybody's on edge and be extra careful of your physical body, your head, your, you know, just accidents and people doing things because they're aggravated, you know. So just try the best you can to relax, stay calm. If you have to hide under a rock and you can, you might want to do that if you're feeling off or feeling things not going well. Yeah, but at the same time as that very difficult, possibly even dangerous in some ways aspect is occurring, we've got a series of air trines that are starting. Okay, so we've got, well, it's actually two. We've got Mercury making a trine with Saturn on July 2nd, and then Venus making a trine with Saturn on July 12th. So again, the days before and after that, you're going to be feeling that. So they're like currents of water. And similar to in an ocean, the currents are kind of random. So like your friend could be over there and they could be like, wow, it's really, you know, cool over here. And you could be like, oh, wow, I'm in a warm patch over here. And, you know, the currents are flowing and different people are experiencing them in different ways at different times. They're just kind of all available and seemingly, you know, random. And they are random in some ways, but in other ways, there are points of connection we have in our chart, which could make us feel a potential more personally than somebody else. So there are a lot of factors, but the point is that these air trines can bring amazing communication, expression, ideas, gelling, anything with romantic or love or relationships or finances, gelling. And, you know, since Saturn is involved, they could gel now and be set for a really long time. So you've got beautiful energy to set something in motion along the lines of what I talked about before, you know, the big decision. So you've got the combination of the open window for no personal planet retrogrades, the energies are flowing out, and you've got beautiful trines with Saturn to lock some things in. And everyone will feel those potentials, especially fire and air signs. And anyone who is close to 24 degrees will get extra kisses. So basically 21 degrees through, whoa, 24, 19 degrees through 29 degrees. And the closer to 24 degrees, the more you'll get that kiss. So 24 degrees is going to be like August 14th. So we'll say August 9th through August 19th. And the closer to August 14th, the more you get the kiss from both of those air trines in the days around the 2nd and the 12th. Okay, so the next big must know is that we do have this mega super moon on July 13th in Capricorn. And so we've got three big moons in a row. The middle of May, we had the blood moon, total lunar eclipse in Scorpio. And wow, that's intense, right? I'm in the midst of that now while I'm recording. Then we've got a super moon in June, the middle of June. Then we've got another super moon in the middle of July. A supermoon is when the moon is closer to the Earth. It's actually closer. That's why it looks bigger and its gravitational exertions are stronger. So you will be feeling that more strongly. It could bring water where it's not supposed to be. It could bring emotions where they're not supposed to be. Or it could be mega manifestation and accomplishment in the areas of Capricorn, which are work, career, you know, life purpose, anything having to do with leadership or politics or things out in the community or, you know, or basically your place out in the world. And that's either paid or not paid, but it's like what you're showing up for to offer to other people in the outer, you know, the outer realms. And things involving father figures or authority figures, but a lot of recognition could be involved here. So, you know, this is a really big time. If you are looking for employment or trying to do something with your business, this is a really great time for launches of something, you know, business or financial. Amazing. All right, so the next big must know about this moon is that it's specifically manifesting for Leo in the sixth house, okay? So extra drama, for better or worse, fulfillment, things coming to a head, things coming out into the open in the sector of your workplace, in the sector of your health, pets, animals, anything, you know, if you see a dog that looks dangerous, don't go pet it right now. You know, just the energy of drama and animals is increased, but also the chance for finding your forever friend, you know, if you're looking for an animal, a pet to love, this could be a good time for that as well. So this middle of the month, and since it's a super moon, you might start feeling it earlier than you would a regular full moon. So if you feel the full moon 2 to 3 days before, you might feel the super moon 4 or 5 or more days, and the insomnia, the anxiety, that kind of thing. So if you're feeling that, then this can give you a little insight into that. Okay, so the next big must know is that we have planets moving into Cancer. And so this means a few things. The first thing is this brings a focus on home, family, real estate, housing, home-based business. And that's for everybody. The second thing is that for Leos, this brings attention to your inner world in a big way, because these energies, including the spotlight of the sun, is starting to, you know, flood your unconscious space, which can bring up your fears and anxiety and addictions. And it can also bring up spiritual awarenesses and breakthroughs and help you conquer things that have been negative patterns that have been in your way. So there's a spotlight, for better and worse, on that place. And this is purposeful. This happens before your birthday or before the sun crosses over whatever your Leo point is. And so it's like it helps, the universe helps you to see the things you don't want so that you can use your birthday wishes or use your, you know, intentions. If it's not your birthday, you can still set intentions and use this energy. You know, it can help you use your intentions to make more of the things that you do want. So you kind of have to walk through that experience of, nope, don't want that. Ooh, don't want that. So that you can see what it is you do want. So clarity about your direction, renewed commitment to the things that have the most value to you, you know, kind of a picking through and fine tuning the things that you're going to be focusing on as you start this new rebirth cycle. So happy birthday to those of you who are in the early degree placements. Make sure you do your birthday wishes. You can search for Annie Making Wishes Come True and you'll see my video helping you to use your birthday wishes. So those of you who are August born, this process of the sun lighting up your 12th house is going to be happening in July. And the later you are in birthday or in placement, the longer this kind of internal introspective, you know, psychological, spiritual questioning process is going to go deeper into August. The later you are, the longer that process is going to go, because that happens up until the time that the sun crosses over your Leo point. Okay, so let's see. There are tendencies for people to start celebrating their birthday early, is what I've heard people call it, which means they start partying before their birthday. And what I've come to see is that this is because they're super anxious because of these 12th house things bumping around in there. So maybe this year, make the decision to do something more productive on the underlying causes of that anxiety instead of trying to mask it, you know, like getting therapy sessions or doing, you know, just something that will help to work with them consciously instead of going into the unconscious space to try to avoid them, because that can really help to avoid more problems in the future and make the most use of the energetic potentials. Okay, so the next big must know is we still do have some Gemini energy, which is full of opportunities for Leos, friendship circles, internet-based projects, community-based projects, important key networking experiences or people can be very, very, very important to bringing you something that you want, including fulfillment. And so just be very, you know, pay a lot of attention if someone wants to introduce you to someone or if someone invites you somewhere, like really tune in, because the odds that you're going to meet somebody who is important to you in some way or for whom you're supposed to play an important role are definitely increased in this time. And since that's a 60 degree angle, it's the kind of thing where it might fall in your lap, but nothing will happen with it if you don't do something with it. Okay, so you might have to like call the person whose number you have on the business card or say yes to go to the party or, you know, something like that can help you to use these energies. Okay, so the next big must know is that Mars had been squaring your sign, putting pressure on you, and now it's getting ready to move into Taurus. But the kind of pressure that Mars was putting was really good. And now the kind of pressure that Mars is going to put is going to be a little more uncomfortable. But what that might mean is that all the inspirations that you've been having over the last couple of months, it might be time to start doing the work and having the discipline to do the daily things to carry through the vision into an actual manifestation. Okay, so this is a time where your inspirations, you have to put your money where your mouth is. Is that how you say it, right? That saying? And, you know, the ideas on their own, as good as they've made you feel, it might be time to actually commit to carrying through with the things you have to make those dreams actually a reality. All right, so the next big must know is that as the planets move through Leo, of course, they're going to kiss all of your placements, and that process is starting now at the end of July, the last third of July, and will continue into August. So every time that happens, you get a little passion push, you get zest, you get oomph, you get momentum, you get ambition, you get fulfillment, you get self-esteem boosts, you get, you know, things gelling with your image, you get, you know, feeling better, looking better, more attention to your body, better relationship with your body. Those kind of potentials are all sitting there. Plus, you get a more fine-tuned vision of what it is that you want to put out to the world, how you want to be seen, and what the best ways to do that are. If you need some pictures taken or, you know, some for marketing materials, or if you want family pictures taken, or if you're pregnant or your partner's, you know, pregnant and you're taking family pictures, that's one thing. If you are having a baby, do yourself a huge favor and take pictures of you when you are pregnant or when your partner's pregnant. Take a lot of pictures, okay? Because that time, this is just calling out to be discussed at this moment, but that time passes so fast. And even though you don't feel like you look good sometimes, you do. You look amazing and you will want to remember that. Okay, so this is a really great time for pictures like that or just any kind of things that pertain to your appearance. If you have to make some bold or want to make some bold wardrobe changes or hair changes or anything like that, you've got a lot of great energy around that now at the end of July and into August as well. Okay, so the second to last big must know is Jupiter's going to go retrograde July 28th through November 23rd. Things that were moving forward might start dripping back. So things with publishing, speaking, international connections, different languages, different cultures, travel, education, learning, teaching, spiritual studies. If you were gung-ho on certain things, you might have Jupiter kind of taking some of the expansion down, or you start working in the backdrop, or you might start losing some zest for some of these projects, or they might seem to just be fizzling out. Don't worry, they'll probably come back around again. Jupiter is just working on your inner levels and behind the scenes to make sure you're ready for the expansion that will occur when Jupiter goes direct again. Okay, so just wanted to point that out, because many people will see many things in life, not just the things I listed. It could be anything in your life that was like blazing forward, and now it's like, whoa, where's it going? So you'll see that happening, and now you know why, and now you know that Jupiter is still working for you. It's just the gifts might be less apparent and the work might seem less visible. All right, so the last must-knows and the most exciting things, I think, to talk about are the fire trines. So besides the fact that Jupiter is making a trine for you, even though it's going to be going in retrograde, let's talk about that first. Okay, so Jupiter itself, the planet, is actually trining your Leo placement. If you are between 0 and 8 degrees, this trine will happen between May 12th and the end of July, with it going direct, and then it will go back over all those placements over the couple of months after the end of July, when it goes retrograde, you know, August, September. So if you are a July born Leo, you're going to have multiple kisses from Jupiter, basically 3 kisses from Jupiter. Okay, so this is like a very, very big deal, and that's going to take place over an extended period of time. So just kind of look out for that and know that you have 3 of them. Now, everyone else is not going to be left out. Once Jupiter gets into Aries again, then, which is going to be towards the end of the year. So it's going to go up to 8 degrees of Aries, then go retrograde, dip back into Pisces, you know, kind of towards the end of the year, and then go direct in November, go back into Aries, and then between Aries or December and then the first several months of the year, it's going to blaze through and give kisses to every Leo placement. So if you're not in the July born, you're going to get your biggest Jupiter kisses next year. Okay, so just wanted to let you know that, because a Jupiter kiss is a very big, profound, expansive, amazing gift. Now, we also have some fire trines, July 23rd and July 31st. We've got Mercury and then the Sun making a trine with Jupiter. And this is good for everyone in the cosmos, but again, anyone near 8 degrees. So we'll say 3 degrees through 13 degrees. So this time, July born, even through the first few days of August, and the closer to 8 degrees, you're going to get kisses from this aspect. But if you're not in that zone, don't worry, the energy is still there. Okay, sometimes I hear people say, oh, you're talking about this placement, what about me? The whole report is for you. And, you know, if I siphon out and say, okay, someone was going to get some extra here, it doesn't mean that it's not also available to you. It is. It's just drilling down to have more intensity and personal connection for the people with those placements. But also remember, I don't know what your whole chart looks like. You could have other placements where you're getting extra attention and kisses that I can't speak to because I don't know your chart. Okay, that's why I always urge you to learn your chart, which you can run a free birth chart online, or when you join my email community, you'll get information on how you run a free birth chart. Then with that, you'll know your placements better, and then you can use the information I give you more. Okay, so those of you who are in the middle degree placements, you all are going to get a special kiss from Mercury making a trine with Chiron. So in the days around July 27th, we've got that beautiful kiss. Now again, this can bring spontaneous healing for everybody. This can bring communication where somebody acknowledges something that just touches your heart. Maybe someone who had not been acknowledging you. Maybe someone who had been withholding love or affection or attention. And finally, they say something to you that makes you know that, you know, they see you. So something about your healing process. Any Leo is going to get a potential for a kiss here, but those of you between 11 and 21 degrees, the closer to 16 degrees, the more you get this kiss, and 16 degrees corresponds with August 6th. So we'll say August 1st through August 11th, and the closer to August 6th, the bigger kiss you get from that aspect. So much going on this month for Leos. It's definitely the time of the year where things light up, especially for you. And so I hope that manifests in wonderful ways. Okay, so I've given you lots to work with to help you make the most of the energies this month and to help you understand the energetic patterns at work and play. And if you'd like more resources, I've got all of these here. You can additionally go to the little more button, the little arrow underneath the bottom right of the video, click on that, and all of the links that I'm giving you here will be clickable, right? So if you're looking for reading options, including a beautiful, very detailed 45-minute audio of your birth chart for $33 from my brilliant husband, you can find that at AnnieBClarity.com. You can go to AnnieHelpsYou.com, sign up for my free email newsletter. This is where you can access running a free birth chart. This is where you access my 28-day in-depth virtual coaching program called Shine for free. This is also where you'll find tons of blogs, and you get lots of other perks for being on my newsletter list. If you're looking for written horoscopes by me, always up a month early, you can go to cozybysweetstarlight.com. If you haven't seen this site, go to it. It is so beautiful. We've got, me and my team have lots of amazing astrology-inspired blogs and healthy living blogs. We've got hypnosis for all the signs. We've got healing frequencies for all the signs. I've got the written horoscopes that I write. We have yoga for all the signs. So it's just a very beautiful, comprehensive site. If you're looking for free courses on how to manifest money and wellness, you can go to loomlife.com, my school, Luminous Life Multiversity, L-U-M-L-I-F-E. You can also find my astrology education courses here, including my behemoth of a master course called Becoming a Professional Astrologer Mastery Course, which you can fully utilize even if you don't want to be a professional astrologer, but it certainly will get you up to the level where you could be and show you how to make your business a success. And payment plans are available there too. Now, I've also got two books out and more on the way, Planetology, How to Align with the Natural Rhythms of the Universe. You will find this on the bookshelves in all major booksellers, including All the Books a Million, all the Barnes & Nobles. It's right there on the shelf. Plus, you can get it on Amazon and through any independent bookseller. And you can find Radical Prayer on Amazon, and you can order it anywhere as well. So I hope you have a wonderful month, and I'll see you next month. Bye!